migrants in the Big Apple. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. New York City today getting more busloads of migrants from Texas. Border security expected to be a big issue in the midterms. Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake says if she's elected, she'll lead the creation of an interstate compact.
And so we're going to invoke our Article 1, Section 10, basically authority to take care of our own border and protect our own border. It's right there in black and white in the Constitution, and we meet all three criteria. We have an invasion, our people are in imminent danger, and time is of the essence. There's no time for delay. So we're going to have other states offer help.
Lake on CBS's Face the Nation. Some residents of Fort Myers, Florida, lobbed back this weekend to see what's left of their homes following the destruction from Hurricane Ian. It's taken search crews this long because of the amount of debris to comb through.
And this is another reason why it's taken so long, just to recover the roads, just to find out where the roads were. They're only marked by plywood. Their street signs are long gone. So these are painful hours ahead for so many hundreds of people trying to get back on this island. This is going to be a remarkable few days as people try to get back and figure out, quite honestly, what's next. Meanwhile, law and order here on the island really keeping things buttoned down, as you can imagine, curfews and things like that in place to try to keep the security up here as well.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Fort Myers Beach. The U.N. nuclear watchdog says an external power line to Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the biggest in Europe, has been repaired after shelling disconnected the facility from the grid and forced it to resort to emergency diesel generators. The plant's been held by Russian forces for months, but operated by Ukrainian employees. Meanwhile, overnight Russian missile strikes on the town of Zaporizhia killed at least a dozen people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Arizona is blocking more unfinished sections of the border wall with shipping containers.
After closing 3,800 feet of open border wall in Yuma with 130 double-stacked shipping containers, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey now doing the same in Cochise County, where Sheriff Mark Daniels says border-related crime is surging.
In Cochise County, since January of this year till this week, we've had 926 border-related suspects. These are ones that have committed state crimes booked in my jail.
Democrats have called the temporary border solution too costly and not practical. The governor, a Republican, says that Arizona's had enough and can't wait any longer, blaming the Biden administration for not securing the southern border. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A college professor in Maine has sparked controversy for a statement regarding gender and sex.
Students at the University of Southern Maine are demanding that Professor Christy Hammer be fired for saying that only two biological sexes exist. The Bangor Daily News reporting that Hammer first made that statement last month in her Creating a Positive Learning Environment class. Just one student in the class agreed with Hammer, while the others insisted that a spectrum exists for gender and biological sex. She repeated her stance a week later, prompting another complaint from a non-binary student. The school saying that Hammer will not be removed, but it will offer an alternate section of the grad level course for those who want a different professor. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Five tribes on California's coast are moving forward in their efforts to protect marine ecosystems as part of the Tribal Marine Stewards Network. It's a partnership between the tribes, state government, and nonprofit groups aimed at conducting biological research and educating youth about the cultural significance of coastal areas. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.